She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Just another reminder, electric cars are high EMF. EMF is one of the biggest causes of cancer. Electric cars are not what I recommend. Go check it out. Number two, the battery, good for about 5 years, 6 years, but the battery is awful expensive, around $6,000. Okay? So, what is green about that car? What is so green about having cancer? I don't think so. Something to think about. I recommend changing your wiper blades every 6 months. They're not expensive and they're not hard to change. Replace the wiper blades. And when you do that, coat the windshield with Rain-X. It makes it easier for the wiper to wipe the water off. If you have water stains on the windshield, well, go down to Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has what they call hard water spot removal. They have the water removal. Go see Crestec Cleaning Center. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard. Phone is 942-2500. 942-2500. They have lots of cleaning stuff, and they do have that water spot remover. Okay? I mean, it's annoying. You see a lot of people with the windshields just covered with water spots. The coolant in your car. Okay, the antifreeze. It's 70% water, 30% antifreeze. Okay, 70-30, not 50-50. In a car crash, a lot of cars get totaled out. I mean, totaled out meaning the insurance claims it as a total loss. And a lot of them, it's not fair, especially to the seniors. The seniors have bought the car, brand new, take care of it, and somebody comes along and crashes into their car. In the old days, when the frame or the is bent, okay, on the unibody, the bottom, there's what they call rigging. If that is bent and damaged, then it's considered a total loss. But today, the insurance company find a cheaper way to go by total lossing most of the cars. Good example is the radiator support that goes across the front to support the radiator and the front fenders. If that member gets bent, they call it a total loss. Well, folks, That member can be replaced. It's just bolted. But the insurance companies want the cheaper way out and total lost the car. There was a good example on Maui. Hana Maui, this old couple, a truck backed into the front of their car, bent up the hood, and bent the radiator support. The insurance companies claimed it total loss. That old couple had no money to go out and buy a new car. And what they paid the old couple, what they wanted to pay the old couple, was $1,500. You tell me how these old people can go out and buy a decent car for $1,500. They hardly drive. Their car, all they had to do was replace the radiator support and the hood, the grill, and that's it. You know, something has to be done with this so-called law about total loss. Okay? And it's up to you, the people. It always comes down to you, the people. You criticize the president, the governor, everybody else. But do you get involved? That is the question. It's easy to criticize. It's very hard to get into motion. Well, I got a thing to tell you. Nothing will change as long as you don't get involved. So why waste your time complaining? It'll never change. It's you, the people of Hawaii, that can make the difference. There's more and more road rage going on the road. You see people cutting in and out and driving recklessly. Where's the police? It's always like that. Where is the police? Corner of Nu'uanu and Baratania is the most red light runners I've ever seen. Where's the police? I don't understand. The police officers are supposed to be the ones to cut the road rage, cut the red light runners, and all this illegal driving. I mean, I'm just calling a spade a spade. When you're riding in the car or driving, have the seat upright. A lot of young people put the backrest down and they want to be slumped in the seat and driving down the road. Okay? This is a bad position to be in. Think, when you catch a plane, don't they tell you put your seat up? Right?
Right.
It's because when you get into an accident, if the seat is down, okay, whether it's a head-on collision or a back-end collision, it'll crush the vertebrae in your spine. Is a good chance of you getting crippled. So it's up to you. Sit upright or chance being crippled. On that subject, Hawaii state law has no fault. Now, no fault is fine for medical, but is not fair for lost income. The one at fault for causing the accident should pay for lost income to the one that got injured. What do you think? Isn't that fair? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 424-1080. Just trying to make it fair, folks. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. When you're buying tires, the famous statement the tire shop will make is, you need wheel alignment. And you ladies, you always say, okay. That is the biggest hustle you ever found. Because they don't, number one, wheel align your car. They charge you $150 for a wheel alignment, but they don't align it. The car needs alignment if you're traveling down a flat road, like the highway, and the car pulls to the left or pulls to the right. What I mean by pull, the car will drift to the left and you have to hold the steering to keep it going straight. Okay? That's when you need wheel alignment. So you don't need to be a rocket scientist or mechanic to know your car needs wheel alignment. Very simple. The car is not going straight, you need wheel alignment. Common sense. Okay? So don't waste your money. Who do we have?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, George. Two things. One is, you know, this moped the guys are talking about.
The safety check and registration?
Yeah. You know, and I was talking to, I guess I called the wrong people, Montgomery Motors or something.
Right.
And he was saying, oh, you know, I do motorcycle safety sticker all day long. And we only charge $13 or something. So I told him, I said, but he said there was another company that just does moped. But, you know, why would the city determine the price that the shop can charge? You know, for the, I mean, they're not going to start them right away, right? They're going to wait on a year or something. But then, you know, don't you think that the independent business owner would say, hey, wait a minute, I ain't going to do it for that price.
That's right.
And then two, what is bad is that the moped has no insurance, so save you sitting on the highway not doing anything and you're waiting for the light to change and the motorcycle, the motor, what you call a moped hits you. And the guy got hurt, and there's damage to your car and the moped, and the guy is injured. He has no insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is your insurance pays for everything, you know?
That's right.
And so how can they let that, you know? I mean, it's like saying you're not going to let your kids play on a road. The road is for cars.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody... what do you call, shoulders the responsibility of having, like, insurance, at least liability. And I think that the moped driver should shoulder the responsibility. Otherwise, they should just walk or ride the bus.
Well, the bottom line to that safety check for mopeds is not what everybody think it's for. They make you think it's for that, but it's actually for the noise control.
Well, yeah. They want to. They say it's hard to tell. You know, if they're gonna do that, all they gotta do is, like you say, have that. The policeman have that meter, right? The decimal, whatever. Okay.
Very expensive.
I know, but the policeman should have that.
And very expensive.
And when they see any moped, they would just say, raise the RPM, and if the thing is in violation, charge them, you know, $200 fine or something.
Years and years ago, they tried to do that with cars.
Oh.
It died.
Oh, yeah?
Now, they're trying to do it on motorcycles and mopeds. It's not going to work. It's been tried, done, and done nothing. These lawmakers have to get more information or think before wasting their time making laws like this.
I guess they don't think or they're not smart, you know.
Yeah, because if you go with your car to get a safety check, they ask you for your insurance.
Mm-hmm, right.
So mopeds don't have to have it? Well, if they hit your car and your insurance pays, guess whose policy is going to go up?
Yeah, without even being wrong, you know.
That's right. But do you think the politicians that are supposed to watch out for the people are looking at that?
No.
Nope. It's because you, the people of Hawaii, allow them to do it.
The other thing that really worries me is that the Takata airbag is in all kinds of cars, and the last one, they had 700,000 Hondas that they had recalled, and this is 16 people died.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell myself, I says, you know, my wife does all the driving, and you know, without even being in an accident, that thing can explode, right?
Exactly.
And then if something comes out of there and hits the wife, she could either be injured or she could be killed, right?
That's right.
So I call the airbag service and I say, can you stop that? In other words, can you remove the airbag or at least kill it so that it won't energize, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, no, but, you know, the airbag and the signal inside the dash going so they can't mess with it, and then that's because of the safety sticker. So now, you see, I've been around cars for about 50 years, and it used to be before, like, when you get into a wreck, that, you know, the steering column or the steering wheel has a shaft, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The shaft goes down to the frame. And when you get into a pretty good hit, that frame will shorten. It will get pushed back. And at the same time, the steering will jump out at you at about maybe 8 to 10 inches. And then you moving forward with the crash, and the steering wheel shooting back up. And this is what caused a lot of damage to the driver. Whereas today, that steering does not do that. So I don't think the airbag is that significant. You know, it's not that necessary, I think. And I want to disconnect my car, but tell me what can we do to do what you're telling us to get rid of safety sticker?
Well, if you look it up, 40 states do not have safety check.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, locally, what do we do?
Your politicians. Because they're not making any money from the safety check. The safety check cost is paid to the mechanic. Zero goes to the state. But the state pays over $1 million a year for administrative costs. And not make one penny. Waste money.
Not only that, the thing is, you know, like, if I get into an accident, I would expect my wife to call an attorney and tell the attorney to sue the safety sneakers company.
Right.
Sue the state.
Right.
For not policing.
Right.
You know.
That's why the other states got rid of it. When they got rid of federal funding, they got rid of it.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't see why the city is sticking their neck out.
Because they're not smart.
So how can we, what can I do? Who do I call? Do we sign letters? Who can, I mean, do your listeners, somebody who listens to you that can maybe form some kind of group that will take the signatures?
That's a good idea.
And then we can, you know, converge, you know, at least
yep.
send a lot of the signatures to them and tell them how stupid they are.
That's a good idea.
because it just, I mean, it just, I say, well, why be one of the 16 people that died for them to start the recall?
Right.
Somebody got to get hurt before they can start the recall.
That's not the right way.
I know it's not. So I really hope that, you know, someone who's listening to you could give us or have the time to take and find a way that I'd be willing to, you know, put my name or sign my name to something like that.
Good. Somebody listening should call in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thank you, George. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Bye.
It's a break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. And you know, the gentleman who was talking before the break, I have a Toyota minivan, and I got this letter about 8-9 months ago saying the passenger side airbag had the defective airbag. And they said they would let me know when, you know, the parts came in so they could change them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the next paragraph says?
Mm.
We recommend you don't allow people to ride in the passenger seat. Okay, so you're laughing. Now, let me tie this, folks. Okay, but let me just tie this in with my life experience. I had the new Note 7 phone, and everybody knows it was all over the news. The phones were exploding, which they never did, and they actually had 35 phones overheat and melt, and a couple, they said, caused a fire. Nobody dies, and the whole country goes nuts. And if you remember, they have announcements on airplanes. You can't bring it on an airplane. You can't use it or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're following this. How can they issue a recall and say, oh, only so many people died? Do you see what I'm saying? Got this urgency thing is upside down. You know, the president-elect tweeted something, the whole country goes nuts, but they, you know, airbags are killing people. Oh, that's okay. Oh, safety inspection, we don't need, that's okay. You know, like you said, not only are we not, you know, following up with the politicians to do what we want, we're just steered all over the place and stuff that really isn't affecting your life, and it just gets you all worked up. Like me and my neighbor, who decided to mow the grass right when I'm talking. So on that note, I'm going to have to say, as always, take care.
Calm down, Bob.
Take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, that's true. But like I always said, folks, if airbags was safe, every race car in the world would require airbags. Airbags are not on any race car in the world. And what cars go faster than fast? Race cars. They go 200 and 300 miles. 300 miles an hour. Now, there's no street car on the road that is going that fast. So why is it required to have airbags, but not on race cars? Think about it. Think about it. Did you ever see people get slammed from the airbag? They look more damaged than if they hit the dashboard. Okay? So what is airbags? And if airbags were safe, children wouldn't have to worry about sitting in the front and getting killed. What is that? How can you call it safe when the airbag can kill you? Safe? I don't know. Again, it's you, the people, that have to say something, because it's your life, and about time to say something. Okay? So, anyway. The rain gutter on the early cars, the classic cars, like in the 50s and the 60s, the rain gutter, the little rain gutter that goes over the door, removing that rain gutter, the car will pick up 5 miles an hour more and be better on gas mileage.
Oh, is that what that thing was for? It's a rain gutter?
It's a rain gutter.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, so when you roll your window down and it's raining, the rain doesn't roll into your car. Okay? But in racing, we used to take it off. Okay? We grind it all off and we paint it on to make it look like the rain gutter is still there, because the car picks up more speed. Okay? And a lot of people that in racing, in drag racing, cheated by cutting their body right down the middle and take off an inch, so you make the car a little more streamlined without being noticeable. Well, at Pomona Drag Strip, 2 '57 Chevys were next to each other. And the one guy looked at the other guy's car and he's wondering, how come that guy's car looks a little different than his? Well, that guy had cut his body down the middle to cut down wind resistance. And that's why today's cars all look alike. It's because of wind resistance. Not everybody's copying everybody. It's all about wind resistance. Cutting down that wind resistance gives you better gas mileage and supposedly more power. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. As far as safety check goes, I think we should follow Oregon. I think a lot of our politicians got to get together and study what other states do. Go check it out. You know, Oregon has no safety check. Oregon is the car owner's responsibility to have the car checked when they have it serviced. So.
But what if they don't?
A policeman coming down the road and he sees that you have bald tires. He pulls you over, impounds your car, and gives you a $400 ticket. Okay? If the car is unsafe, like the door is hanging, it's going to fall off.
How about bad brakes? You can't tell that.
Well, yeah, you can't tell that. But if you come to a stop and he's squealing like hell, he'll pull you over. He'll pull you over and tag you. So the people don't want to pay that $400 ticket. So they make sure that when they have the car serviced, it's checked out. It's the car owner's responsibility. That way, if the car has a defective steering or whatever and gets into an accident, the state does not get sued. The car owner has the responsibility and the car owner's insurance is liable. Now that takes a lot of burden off of the taxpayer. Okay? So anyway, if 40 states did away with it, why should Hawaii have it? Let's streamline the government a little. Just a little. It's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my
boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net. Spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4444. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save
maybe your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And on the car registration, folks, Honolulu has one of the highest car registration in the USA. And look at it on the map. Oahu is just a little pin dot compared to the rest of the USA. So why is it in Arizona, a Camry is $35 a year? And Hawaii is $300 a year. Why is that?
Because we need money. And they have no other way to make money.
If they don't have another way to make money, then get out of office. Because their job in office is to protect the people of Hawaii. Not to protect their own pocket. Like Celine Steve says, people run for office for their own pocket. Well, I told him, so Steve, why don't you run for office? He just laughed. He just laughed. He's thinking about it. Anyway, if, and that's the biggest American word, if the law that the police would enforce the law of untaxed vehicles, the people would register their cars, number one, and that's 40%. 40% of the cars on the road are not registered. Okay? Look at the insurance companies. They would make a bundle, because these people would have to buy insurance. And it would be safer for the people. Okay? It's in the law books that any untaxed vehicle will be pulled over and impounded on the spot. On the spot. And I've told the politicians this, and they all said, oh, we don't have a place to put all those cars. You don't have to have a place to put all of the cars. What about the two-way zones? You still tow those cars away to a spot, and there's tons of them. Well, just add a little more and put it on the news. Show it on the news that these cars are being impounded. Okay? And not, if they're not claimed for in 30 days, will be sold. Okay? But look at all the back tax you're going to get. Wow. You don't have to keep raising taxes. Why do you always penalize the law-abiding citizens? It's like the gun law. You penalize the people who have license and follow the law. You think the criminals are going to follow the law and say, oh, excuse me, I want to have a permit to have a gun. No. The bad people have illegal guns. So by having a gun law, it's only penalizing the law-abiding people. Oh, boy. I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay.
I think we should do something about those bad drivers we have.
Oh, that is another one. The police department's responsibility. They're traveling the road. They see them driving like that. Pull them over. No, that's too much work. I don't know.
No, I don't. I think they do it when there's no cops around.
Well, no. I seen the guy cut over and all that, and there was a motorcycle police in the back. He never did anything. On the H1 freeway. Okay? So, anyway. One of the radio listeners wanted me to explain about this new type of transmissions coming out. And the new CVT transmission, I don't recommend. You have no choice. You have it. Well, you have it. The new transmissions are 10 times more expensive to rebuild than the old ones. The old style transmissions are very affordable. The new ones, you don't rebuild them. You replace them. Arm and leg. Okay? The other question was low profile versus the regular type tires. Okay? The low profile has a better handling capability. It's a rough riding tire, but more stable on high speeds. Okay? So that's the difference with high profile. Low profile and a regular. Okay? If you want to see the example, is you get a regular profile tire in the parking lot, push the car sideways, left to right, and you will see the car will move left to right. Okay? Because the tire sidewall flexes. Now, with a low profile, try that same thing. It doesn't move. So it's stability, okay, on high-speed driving. That's all it's for. Okay, who do you have next?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's it, sir? How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I wasn't going to call, kind of like trying to maybe just more listen while, you know, I'm laughing up and then getting upset. And so it's kind of like two things that was said kind of got me, so I decided to call. So real quick, What? I said, you know, some of the things that were said kind of got me, so I decided to call. So real quick, a few things. When you just said earlier about, you know, you call the state or the city, and they tell you all kinds of fairy tales. It's kind of like, this is what I get all the time. Their job is not to give excuses, it's to solve the problem. But, you know, I always get, like, arrogance and defiance and excuses, and they even hang up on me every time. But, again, like you said, yeah, the people vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing I can add to your stuff about electric cars. They're really expensive, and like you said, the electromagnetics, but, you know, the city and the Hawaiian Electric wants to build more, charging stations. It only got a few, yeah, but the problem is, what if you have a power outage? How are you going to charge your car? How are you going to charge them at home? Cannot. What if you got a real bad, you know, deal where 1 month don't have electricity? You're going to have a big problem. And that guy that called up about trying to have, get, you know, organize something, a petition, yeah, it's a good idea. But you know what I thought? Somebody, the callers, all these people should get the attorneys out there are hungry. Find a good attorney that's not with the system and file a class action suit against the city and state. It seems like that's the only way they can understand when they get hurt or get destroyed or something. Sue them. Take the money. Take your money back. Your tax money back.
Hmm.
What else? The airbag. It's a bomb. My friend showed me one time at the Nissan dealer. He tested the airbag, and he said, stand back. I had to stand back like 30, 40 feet away to make sure I was safe. And he tested the thing. And I never heard or saw an airbag go off until that day. When he fired that thing exploded like a bomb. I mean, like, boom. Mm-hmm. I mean,
That's why it kills children.
Yeah, and I believe you don't need them.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know why they have them, because a lot of people get hurt and killed.
Yep.
Okay, George.
Thanks, Bruce.
I got kind of a little bit riled.
Okay.
Just trying take to it add easy. To your stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, take care. I'll talk to you the next time.
Yeah, aloha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, here's another body question. On all of your new cars today, on the roof, there's a little groove on the right and the left of the roof. What is that for, Wanda?
I don't know.
That's not a rain gutter.
What is it for?
It's high-speed stability to keep the body from rolling left to right.
Because it's usually, I don't know, like a half-inch wide indention or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
And it's like a rubber piece that's on there?
Yep. It's a little groove to stabilize the body from rolling left to right. Because when they made the bodies like an egg, aerodynamic, it had to have a little strip, like a little wing, to keep the egg from rolling around on the freeway. That's what it's for. So if you were to take your car to the body shop and say, hey, I'll patch up that groove, then your car would not be running down the freeway stable. That's what it's for. Okay? So, that's for the stability of being aerodynamic, like an egg going down the H1 freeway. Okay? So, Anyway, when you change tires, all of the tire places, I've never found one that puts the tire pressure to the proper pressure. It's up to you, the car owner, to do it on your own. No sense in arguing with the tire, Goodyear or Firestones or wherever, that you want the tire at that pressure. Okay? You just go off to find some Shell service station that has free air and fill it up yourself to the proper inflation. Because having the tire at 30, 32 pounds, they know, the tire people know, that it will cause excessive wear to the outer threads. They're doing it because they want to sell you more tires. And that's not the way it should be. Service should be for the better of your customer, not to generate more business for your company. But go out and find me a restaurant or business that treats you like you want to be treated. Go find it. Okay? And they always say you need wheel alignment. That's a hustle. Okay? The same as you need struts. That's a hustle. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You said that there are some Shell stations that give free air.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones are they?
That's what I'm getting from radio listeners that call me after the show. They don't want to talk on the air.
Yeah.
You have to inquire.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay?
Bye.
Yeah, on the mainland, every station has free air. And Hawaii is starting to catch on slowly.
What, the free air?
Yes.
Why, they used to give free air before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Has it always been that way?
Not anymore. You have to put in $1 to get free, not free air, but get air. You buy the air.
They used to give free air, free water, and I think you just still have to pay for the vacuum cleaner.
No, not anymore. Go check it out. Not anymore.
Yeah, I noticed when they changed it, where you pay for everything now.
Oh, yeah. The next thing they're going to charge you for is driving in on the driveway. So, anyway. Anyway.
Hey, you know, you were talking about those egg-shaped cars. You know, there's these dome-shaped homes. It sounds like it's like weatherproof and all that, and made of concrete. Like it's called like a monolithic home or something.
Anyway, there's a new tent out on the market. It's clear, crystal clear, made by 3M. Pro Tent Hawaii has it. It cuts heat more than any tent out there on the market. I've felt it. I've tested it. I love it. It's good for the windshield. This way, you don't have to put those shades up when you park your car. It's cool. Go see Pro Tent Hawaii. Pro Tent's number is 341-9798.
Why does he have that?
Yes. 341-9798. Call Pro Tent Hawaii. Okay? And go check it out. Anyway, if you got a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 524-1080. Okay? So, I'm going down the freeway the other day. 95% of the cars I see on going down the freeway, the tires are underinflated. That's the truth. You can tell by going down the freeway, you look at the tires, okay? But pay attention to where you're driving. And you have a, you got to be a passenger and look at the tires. On the bottom where the tire is touching the road, there's a bulge, okay? It's underinflated. If the tire is inflated to the proper inflation, there's no bulge. So it's not fat tires, it's flat tires. You know, like your tires get flat, there's a bulge. The top is okay. Okay? Like Safari would say, it's only the bottom that's flat. You still can use the top. Okay? So, anyway, that's a joke. I don't want people thinking it's for real. But anyway, when you do brake jobs, folks, it's your life. Do the best, not the cheapest. But put the best on. When you have struts put on your car, make sure you're paying for the good stuff and not the cheap stuff. There's so many cheap stuff on the market today that's not worth it. Okay? So, ask for the good stuff. Like KYB, Bilstein's, they're good. Anyway.
But if you don't know that much about cars, how'd you figure all that out?
Well, when they say they're going to do struts or shocks on your car, you ask, what's the brand that you're going to put on? And then ask for the box. Okay?
Yeah, but I still wouldn't know what brand is good. How do you figure out?
I just announced it. Bilstein's or KYB. As far as air filters, I recommend using K and N. The letter K and the letter N. K and N. It's the best air filter. And you'll never buy another one again. It's good for a million miles. You wash it, put it back. Wash it, put it back. It flows more air than any filter out there. Okay? Anyway, it's getting down to the end of the show. So if you didn't call in by now, lose money, call next week. Okay? So, anyway. The city and state should recoat the streets, and that keeps it from having to repair potholes. Go check out Arizona. That's what they do there. Arizona has good ideas as far as roads and handicap curbs. They should go check it out. Fantastic. And please, folks, call the police department. Have them enforce red light runners and people using cell phones. That'll cut down on accidents. Okay, I'd like to thank the callers for calling in. And please, folks, take care of each other and cut out road rage. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all.